From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the images of the devastation left by the tornadoes in the Midwest are heartbreaking, and he's pledging federal government support in helping the region recover.
I know that a lot of people are wondering how they'll get through the coming days or months or even years, but I want everybody in Joplin, everybody in Missouri, everybody in Minnesota, everybody across the Midwest to know that we are here for you. The American people are by your side. We're going to stay there until every home is repaired, until every neighborhood is rebuilt, until every business is back on its feet.
The president, speaking in London this morning, says he'll visit the hard-hit city of Joplin, Missouri this weekend to meet with people affected by the tornado and to survey some of the damage there. The twister that slammed into Joplin destroyed hundreds of homes and businesses. Rescuers have found 17 people alive in the rubble, but at least 116 people are dead, and the death toll is expected to rise. Joplin City Manager Mark Rohr says securing damaged neighborhoods is proving to be a challenge.
We've had some incidents of looting, and the police department has dealt with those, and we continue to strive to deal with those instances. One of the things that we've done is tried to restrict access to the damaged areas.
But Joplin resident Larry Bruffy says those restrictions themselves are proving to be a hardship.
Try to go get food and water, and they don't want to let you back in on the streets to get to your house. We had an emergency here for some medicine, and if it wasn't for that, my kids couldn't even get back to the house.
More stormy weather is expected in the Midwest today, including in Ohio, where thunderstorms knocked out power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses last night. The president is in London today, second stop on his European trip. He and First Lady Michelle Obama are slated to meet in just a few minutes with Prince William and Princess Kate, just back from their honeymoon. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president arrived early in London to stay ahead of a cloud of volcanic ash drifting from Iceland.
Air Force One left Ireland about a half day early to avoid being grounded by the ash cloud. Officials say the president's schedule in London is unchanged. There's a formal arrival ceremony at Buckingham Palace, a tour of Westminster Abbey, and a state dinner hosted by the Queen. After today's colorful appetizer, the real meat of the trip begins tomorrow, when Mr. Obama meets with Britain's Prime Minister and delivers a speech to Parliament on the important role he sees for the UK and the rest of Europe in the world economy and international affairs. That's a theme Mr. Obama will continue to press later in the week when he attends the G8 summit meeting in France and meets with Central European leaders in Poland. Scott Horsley, NPR News, London.
NATO warplanes have been attacking targets in Libya's capital today in some of the most intensive assaults seen there so far. Bombing set off more than 20 explosions, sending up plumes of smoke across the capital. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is not the only one whose air travel plans have been affected by the cloud of volcanic ash drifting from Iceland. Scores of flights, mainly into and out of Scotland, have been canceled today. And Terry Schultz reports air travel elsewhere in Europe is also being affected.
Norway and Denmark are reporting delays caused by ash. The European Air Traffic Coordination Agency Eurocontrol says the cloud is likely to reach the Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany tonight, but the implications are not yet known. The Grimsvötn eruption is still not expected to approach the level of disruption caused by last year's Eyjafjallajökull, but thousands of travelers have already been affected, as Continental Airlines, British Airways, Dutch KLM, Ireland's Ryanair, and many smaller carriers have canceled or altered flights due to the ash cloud. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The utility that operates Japan's crippled nuclear power plant is acknowledging the damage there is worse than initially stated. John Matthews reports nuclear fuel rods in three of the reactors there are likely melted in the days right after the earthquake and tsunami.
Junichi Matsumoto, a spokesman for the utility known as TEPCO, says fuel rods in the number 2 and 3 reactors began melting only a few days after an earthquake and tsunami devastated much of Japan's northeastern coast, incapacitating the nuclear plant. The melted fuel fell to the bottom of each pressure vessel, but Matsumoto says there is limited damage to those vessels. TEPCO insists its timetable for cold shutdown at the plant by the beginning of next year is still feasible. But recent developments indicate damage at the plant is well beyond initial assessments, and the utility has already been forced to change their cooling methods. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
Sudan's ambassador to Kenya says nearly 200 northern troops are dead or missing there after an attack last week by southern forces in Sudan. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News. I'm Dan.